So you're asking a question about the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna's talking about karma yoga, action, yoga of action, proper action and improper action, prescribed duties according to one's ashram and varna, social duties. And then he has one verse where he says, yagyartat karmanon yatra lokoyam karma bandana tadartam karma konteya mukta sangha samachara. Krishna tells Arjuna, 3:9, work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed, otherwise work causes bondage to this material world. O son of Kunti, perform your prescribed duties for his satisfaction, and in that way you always remain free from bondage. So here Krishna is saying that we have to work, everyone has to work in this world to maintain the body, just to exist, we have to work. You just sit around and eat all day, then you get sick and die. Exercise is also work. So without working or exercising, then you won't digest your food and you get sick. So work is required, movement, action, activity, or basic survival, we have to work. So in the social setting, there are four social classes, four spiritual classes. Everyone has their work to do. And their duty, I'm doing my duty, I'm doing my karma, doing my work. But that work should be connected with God. It should be yoga, means we say karma yoga. Most people are doing karma, not karma yoga. Karma means action. Animals are also doing karma. Pigs, dogs, cats. Karma means action, movement. So they're running in the field, looking for food. We're running in the car, moving on the roads, looking for money, get food. So we're acting and working as human beings simply to eat ahara nidra maitan bhayam. Eating, mating, sleeping, defending. So it's like polished animal life. Glorified version of animal life. So, but he's saying that it should be sacrificed, Vishnu Yajna, Yajnartat. Yajna, the Yajna Purusha, the enjoyer of Yajna is Vishnu. He's considered the mouth of the Yajna is Vishnu. So Yajna, sacrifice for Vishnu. Yajna, this says Yajnartat, Karmanon Yatra. So this word is there, Sanskrit word yajna and art. Art means objective or benefit or value or wealth. The art, the object. What is your art? What is your objective? Economic development. Sometimes dharma, art, kam, moksha. So art is just art. The word art, it's described or defined as economic development. Endeavor to achieve something valuable, a valuable achievement, art. So it says, yagyartat karmano nat yatra. So work, karma, or work should be done for the benefit of yagya. So the word there is yagya. So work should be done for the benefit of sacrifice. Yagyartat karmano. Work or karma should be done as sacrifice or for the benefit of yajna. So yajna, the word means sacrifice. So we should work to achieve sacrifice, or we should work to accomplish sacrifice. Yajnartat karmanon yatra. But yajna, aside from meaning sacrifice or home or yajna or fire yajna, swaha, yajna, yajnashala, yajna upavita means the Brahman thread. Besides yajna meaning sacrifice, yajna is the name of God. In second canto of Bhagavatam, it describes different avatars. So one avatar is called yajna. He's red in color. His skin color is red color. He's called the Yajna Purush. Purush means a person. Purushottam, the supreme person. Purush means person, human being, individual. Also means enjoyer. So the Yajna Purush means the person behind the sacrifice, the enjoyer of the sacrifice. So that's Vishnu. Yajna Purush. Bhagavan Yajna Purush is Vishnu, Vishnu Tattva. So he's represented in the fire. The fire is considered his mouth. So we eat through our mouth. So we eat ghee through our mouth. And we eat grains through our mouth. And seeds and all these things. So then we offer ghee into the fire. Svaha. We offer sesame seeds. Til kabij. Tel kabij, whatever they say. Sesame seeds. Svaha. And some barley or whatever, some different grains. Svaha. And also in a very big yagya, they offer kheer. They prepare sweet rice. Very elaborate sweet rice. And one, and there's four sides of the fire. One is offering ghee, one is throwing grains, one is offering sweet rice, one is chanting mantras. So this is all going on. All these offerings are made into the mouth of the mouth of the fire, the fire mouth. So the mouth of the fire represents yagya, the yagya avatar. When there's a proper Vedic yagya, Vedic sacrifice done, and Vishnu descends there, yagya avatar, he descends there and appears there in the form of those flames of that fire, the mouth of that fire, and he eats the offerings, he accepts, he eats the sweet rice, eats the ghee, pure cow's ghee only, please. And he eats the sesame seeds and barley and whatever other grains and substances that are thrown in the fire yagya, svaha. So we should work, our work should culminate in sacrifice offered for the pleasure of Vishnu. Our work should connect us with God. Whatever we do, it should be connected with God. But if we're only working, that's called karma. 99% of the people are doing karma, and the people in India say, I'm doing karma yoga. But they're lying. They don't even know the meaning of karma yoga. To work in a computer shop or a medical hospital and get money and buy food and eat boga and sleep and have sex and fight and argue and play sports, that is just activity. That's just karma. There's no connection with God. It's mayak activity. It's karma boga, not karma yoga. He said, I'm doing, oh yes, I'm doing karma yoga. Yes, I believe in God. Yes, I believe in God. I'm doing my karma. I'm doing karma yoga. You're not doing karma yoga, you're doing karma boga. You're a number one, you're a first class, as Prabhupada often say, you're a first class bogey, first class sense enjoyer. There's nothing you're doing is connected with God. Your sex, your eating, your sleeping, what's the connection with God? Then if you're doing karma yoga, so is a dog. Dog is also doing karma yoga. So is a pig. So is a bird. Ahara nidra maitun bhayam. They're also doing the same. You're doing the same. But they're just doing karma. They're doing activity, action, movement, activity, expenditure of energy. Work means expenditure of energy. Move this object to this place over a certain distance. That's called work. But yoga is when there's connection with God. And that connection is made when you offer the results. Work done as a satisfaction for Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, work binds one to this material world. Therefore, perform all your activities or prescribed duties for his satisfaction, and that way you'll remain free from bondage. Mukta Sangha Samachara. Samachara. This kind of achar, this kind of behavior is perfect, it's complete. And this kind of behavior will give you Mukta Sangha. Mukta Sangha Samachara. Achar. Behavior, sama, equal, this type, this balanced, equipoise type of behavior will associate, give you association with Muktinath, with Mukunda. Mukta Sangha Samachara. You'll get association, you'll meet face to face the Muktida. Muktida means the giver of liberation. Muktida, the name for Vishnu, Krishna. So we have our prescribed duty. The duty is prescribed by not your concoction, not by your desire, not by your wish, not by your hope. The duty is prescribed duty, actual karma, is prescribed in a shastra. There are dharma shastras that prescribe, these are the karmas for Brahman, these are karmas for Vaishya, etc. Kshatriya, Brahmachari. So if you act like that, that's yajna. You offer results to them, you serve guests, you offer bhogan to the Lord and take prasadam, and then you connect, you offer charity to the Lord and his devotees, and you offer bhoga, all these things, and you connect yourself, you connect your activities with God, and that's told in shastras and by Brahmins, etc. So then you become free, you get free. But if you're separate from God and doing karma bhoga instead of karma yoga, then it's karma bandhana. Karma bandhana. Bandhana means tightly bound. Bondage of work. Your work binds you to this body, binds you to the samsara chakra, and binds you to a repeated birth and death. So there's no liberation there. So this is a sacrifice. Work should be offered to God. Work for God. Offer the results of your work to God. So you make money in a legal, proper profession, and you get some profit, and then you keep something to maintain yourself, and the balance of your profit used for charity. Shastric ordained charities. The shastras gives prescriptions. The shastras prescribe duty. They explain how to give in charity. So that will become the sacrifice. The yajna is pleasing the Lord and connecting all your activities with the Lord. So that's in general. Karma yoga is for every age, all the four ages. But in this age, there's a special kind of yajna. In other ages, they would do the yajna. And Satyuga people do big homas and yajnas, but they especially do the tapa yajna, the yajna of austerity, self-restraint, intense meditation, austerity, self-denial, penance, 50,000 years of yoga during Satyuga. So this was a type of tapa yajna, sacrifice of austerity, offering the results for the pleasure of Vishnu, to become pure, become attached, to realize Brahman, or to attain some type of mukti through that yajna. And then in Treta Yuga became big fire yajnas and all these things. And then in Dwapara became deity worship, Archan Yajna, worship and bhajan and service to the murti. But in Kali Yuga, the yajna is Sankirtan Yajna, holy names, offering yourself, offering 1 lakh, vibrating 1 lakh of names, vibrating 1/4 lakh, 25,000 names, and offering that to the Lord. That's the offering and sacrifice. That's the work. We're doing that work, and we're offering the result of our speaking, result of our chanting. We're offering that holy name to the Lord. Yeah, then that's told in the 11th 5:32. Krishna Varnam Trisakrishnam Sangopangrashta Parshanam Yagya Sankirtana Priyar Yajanti Hi Samedasham. The Yogendra's Karabhajana Yogendra, he's describing and teaching the king Nimi that in this age of Kali, the Lord has appeared in a Krishna Varnam, in a color that's not black, rather golden. Because the opposite of black is white. The opposite of Sham is gory. Sham is dark and gory is light. Sham is dark blue and gory is golden, bright and gold. So this Kali Yuga is very dark, very black. It's the age of Iron Age, age of darkness. So this is Krishna. The word Krishna means black. One meaning of the word Krishna is black. So Krishna has come. Krishna Varnam. Varna means color. Varna means classification. Varna means like gotra also. So someone has come in the family of Krishna. Krishna is Varna. But he's Akrishna. This person who has descended here to this world in Krishna Varna, in the classification or the group of Krishna, Krishna's Parivar, or Krishna himself has come in Kali Yuga. He's not Krishna, he's not black. The opposite of black is gauri, and that's gauri is Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga. So Gauranga has come, that golden avatar. Lord is Kamas Garanga, Rasaraj Mahabhav, Rasaraj Krishna Mahabhav Radharani have combined as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rasaraj Prabhu, Mahabhav, Mahaprabhu, Mahabhav Radha, Prabhu, Rasaraj Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu. So this Maha refers to Mahabhava, Mahabhav Bhagavati, Mahabhavati, Mahabhavati Radha, or Bhagavati Radha. And Prabhu means Krishna Prabhu, the Master, Supreme Master. In this case, Rasaraj Prabhu, the Master of all rasas, the Emporium of all rasas, who is Bhagavan, Bhagavati and Bhagavan. And Bhagavati Radha, Bhagavan Shyam. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radhe, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. So he's come, and then has he come alone? No, he's like Krishna. Krishna came with Balaram, Sridham, Subham, Sudham, so many associates. So the same with this Akrishnam, this golden Gauranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's come Sango Pangashtra Parashadam, all his Parashads, his eternal associates, they've come. And what have they done? When this Krishna came in Treta Yuga, he came as Yajna Purush, the Yajna avatar, red color. And what did he do? He did Yajna. And what kind of Yajna? Swaha, Swaha. Ashwa made a Yajna, offering a horse into the fire, getting a new horse. Go made a Yajna, offering a cow, old cow, getting a new cow. Big, big fire Yajna, fire sacrifice. He's Yajna Purush. So he came as a personification of sacrifice and engaged in big sacrifice, Treta Yuga. But when he came in Kali Yuga as Gauranga, the golden avatar, and he came with all his associates, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Charja, Narada Muni, Gadadhar, Shakti Tattva, Vishnu Tattva, like this. Then what did he do? Did he use Swaha, Swaha? No, he did. He came with all his Parishads, his family members, as he does every age, and he does Yajna in every age. And this age, he did a special kind of Yajna, Nam Yajna. It's called Nam Yajna, Harinam Yajna. Yajyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Sumedisha. Praya means almost. Mostly. So what kind of Yajna? Mostly the Yajna he did in this age is Sankirtan. This is this word, Sankirtan, Praya. Like we say, Vaishnava Praya or Prakriti Vaishnava. This means consisting chiefly of congregational chanting. Yajanti, He Sumedasa. So he's saying, those are intelligent, they worship the Lord like this, by Sankirtan Yajna. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. So here in this first 11th canto, Karabhajan Jogendra is telling us that this is Kali Yuga, we're living in Kali Yuga, Kalotad Hari Kirtanat. It's another verse in Bhagavatam. Krite Dayatam Vishnam, Tritiyam Yajato Makai, Daparya Parichariyam, Kalotad Hari Kirtanat. So in different ages, there's different forms of Yajna, different ways to connect with the Lord. Yajna means yoga. In different yogas, there was different yogas. So there was tapa yoga, ashtanga yoga. So through ashtanga yoga, that was a sacrifice that one would do in satya yoga to attain connection with God, realize God. In treta yoga, people would do this yajna, this homas and yajnas, gomeda, ashwamedha. And that way they connect with God. In dwapara, they would do big puja. They would do a big paricharya. Paricharya means puja with so many dravyas and elements and objects. Big worship and puja, paricharya. Kalotad Hari Kirtanat. In Kali Yuga, it's only Hari Kirtan. Kirtanat eva Krishnasya mukta sangha parambhajat. So krite yad dhayato vishnam tritayam yajato make dupariye paricharyayam Palotad Hari Kirtanat. Whatever result was attained in Satyuga by meditation, Dhyan Yajna or Dhyan Yoga on Vishnu, whatever result was attained in Treta Yuga by Yajna, performing sacrifice, that type of Karma Yoga, whatever was done in Dwapara Yuga by serving the Lord's lotus feet, Archan, can be obtained in Kali Yuga simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Lord Chaitanya has come to give the ultimate sacrifice, this chanting of the holy name. This is it. If someone's intelligent, he will take to this. Yagyai Sankirtana Prayar. Yajantihi Sumedasha. Someone who's Sumed has actual intelligence. He'll take up this chanting and worshipping the Lord by this Hari Bhajan Nam Sankirtan.